lower animals. Nobody is starving. Have you seen any bird died of starvation? There are so many hundreds, thousands of birds in this garden.
Even in all these countries, Srila Prabhupada, they're always complaining about there are so many starving people, but nobody's ever seen anybody die.
In India also, they have poverty, poverty, poverty. Have you seen anyone dying?
No.
They're purchasing 8 rupees kilo of rice.
Even the poorest person seem to be maintaining somehow.
Hmm?
Even the poorest people seem to be maintained.
Of knowledge, not starvation of food.
They even, modern scientists, they even admit that the body, the human body, is the most perfect machine. They admit this in college. But like the same teacher, I heard him saying this. Though he says this, he says, there is no God. This is an invention of the necessity of man.
Then why do you die? Why do you die?
It's a perfect machine. No, he says it's the most perfect, no, that no one can make something better.
Where is perfection? Why do you die? You don't like to die. Where is perfection? Nobody wants to die. But it is sure that he will die. Where is perfection?
He says because of the fear of dying, one invents God.
Huh?
He is saying because one is...
Stop it, this. Then we shall not think of God. You are scientist, rascal, you stop it. Then you shall not think of God. Why you ask to stop thinking of God before making arrangement that we shall not die? First of all, make this arrangement. The cause of fear, death, death is the cause of fear, therefore you are thinking of God. So you stop this cause. We shall not think of God. You were present when this rascal was talking?
Yes, yes.
So
that was That was long time ago.
Long time. You could not answer that.
Oh, yes. I was knowing the movement. I had some answers from your enlightenment.
Ask this rascal that you stop the cause of fear and we have no... Don't come so far. Amen. We admit that we are afraid of death. You are also afraid of death. Are you bold enough? If I kill you immediately, you shall stand
up.
Ask the scientist. Are you bold enough to die immediately? I shall kill you. At that time you'll be afraid. Call police, call police. Why you are afraid of death? You are a great scientist. What is their answer? The scientists are not afraid of death. They are not afraid of death.
I really don't know what they will answer.
Huh?
They should be, sure they are inside, but they are popped up.
They're very much afraid.
Very much afraid, yeah.
There was one great scientist when I was a student. And he was saying, trying to prove how there was no God, and he was so nervous, sometimes he could hardly speak, he was shaking so much.
Oh yes, that is what happens. When one starts speaking of God, they just...
So long, you have not solved the four prominent miserable condition of life, birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot say there is no God. There is controller who is forcing you to accept these conditions. Therefore there is authority. How you can avoid it?
They say someday will come.
Someday, somebody will come and kick your face with shoes.
Go back this way, we'll get back on the right time.
Huh?
If we start back this way, we'll get back on the right time.
Why? So soon?
Okay.
los científicos dicen que un día vamos
a accept that they are controlled.
They have many contradictions, because I learned also that...
No, where is contradiction? Everyone is being controlled. Where is contradiction?
You translate.
In the sense, they say... they speak, one day they say one thing, one day they say something else.
That means rascal.
Yes, sir.
That means rascal. One day something on it, that means the rascal. That's like yesterday, day before, maybe, perhaps, you cannot talk because you have no knowledge. You say perhaps, maybe. What is the value of your knowledge? Don't talk.
There was this great scientist, his name is Nern. He said that this that everything was infinite, that the universe, everything, eternal. That it was this universe was eternal. So he got very mad, very vexed, because another scientist was telling him, young scientist was proving that the universe has a time, a specific time, and it will finish.
That does not require a great scientist. Anything in this material world, which has got a beginning, it has got end. We can experience from our body. The body has got a beginning, therefore it must have an end. Anything which is beginning, there must be end. This is our experience. We take anything material. This tree, it has got a beginning, it has got end.
But because it didn't suit to his theories, he said that
That means they're rascals. That means they're rascals. They are simply mental speculators. They have no value of their knowledge. We should take them like that, that these are all rascals. They may be very big men in the estimation of other rascals, but we are not such rascals. You are not going to take them as rascals.